The girls, Eva, Vivian, Abigail, Emanuela, and Lydia, were sent on an errand by their school teacher during break time. As they waited on the pavement to cross the road to fetch their teacher's items, a trailer ran over them, crashing and killing them instantly.
Our children went to school and the only news we got was that a trailer had crashed them to death.
It's been 5 years since the incident, but father of the deceased girls, Yawa Sari, says he's still traumatized by the incident, especially because no one appears to be interested in helping him get justice.
After that,
After their burial, all efforts to seek justice have proven futile. I've lost hope. Both the car owner and the driver are nowhere to be found. The car was moved from where the incident happened after about a week, with no traces of the perpetrators.
3 days after 4 days. 1 week.
He joined a group of people who have been victims of road accidents at an event to vent his pain about not receiving justice. The event, organized by Accident Victims Support Ghana, an NGO, sought to raise 10 million Ghana cedis to support other road crash victims.
I couldn't do anything. I was just bedridden. I couldn't move around, but with the support of the wheelchair, it gave me relief. My dad is relieved. He's not supposed to. He doesn't carry me around anymore. I go about. I can come out with the wheelchair. I move around freely. I thank Accident Victim Support for the support they've given me. I'm very grateful, and I want to appeal for to everyone to help support the Accident Victim Support Team Foundation, that they should support in any way they can.
Founder of Accident Victim Support Ghana, Reverend Cyril Crabb, asks for support to help ease the pain of survivors and their families.
We all have to come to the table, find solutions, and part of the solution is to address it financially. You've heard the stories yourself. You can see how the victims are in a dire need of financial support. And so we want people to personalize it, personalize the crash, personalize the plight of the victims, personalize the problem that we are facing in the country, the crashes that it can happen to you. So if you have the opportunity, what will you do? You have to support. People will repair their cars, but how about repairing the human beings? How about making sure that somebody who never paid to be in such a position now finds him or herself there? The driver could be free, but what about the victim?